It's that time of the week when we want to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire LGA, and we're joined by Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing today, Steve?
Good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. I hear you've got a language project coming.
Yes, there is a language project, a first for Muswellbrook. It's part of a grant that we received. As you know, most of our funding for activities, etc., come for and infrastructure come from grants. And council's received almost $60,000 to implement a joint project with Wanneroo Local Aboriginal Land Council from the Building Community Cohesion by connecting to the local Aboriginal languages to be hosted by Aunty Sharon and Edgar Jones. And the class will be looking to restore a sense of identity and belonging to the participants and strengthen and continue the cultural connection to each of the other country. So,
when's that going to start?
That will start. I believe that they're just getting the framework around that at the moment, and it'll be towards the end, towards September.
Right. So
it's okay. Fantastic. That's with our community part department. Anyone that wants to get involved and interested people can contact Wanneroo on 6543 1288 for more information.
Also, the works for the Hunter Beach is underway.
The dedicated recreational area, that is, with the direct access to the Hunter Beach at Aberdeen Street, Muswellbrook. It includes vegetation management and site establishment, with completion will be estimated to be by December, but at the moment, as we know, these completion dates I'm not a big fan of, given that weather and other activities can impact us. So access will be closed to the public during this period. But look, there's going to be steps and ramps for access to the Hunter River, toilets, barbecues, picnic tables and other amenities, plus car parking.
Also, Steve, can you help me out with something? I'm looking for an exclusive here. I have been reading recently where a number of councils in New South Wales, when they've been upgrading their beaches, have decided not to include shark nets. Can you say categorically that a shark net won't be needed at the Hunter Beach?
I can tell you that there won't be a shark net. Maybe some crocodile nets, I'm not too sure, but there'll be a good fishing spot down there. We know that we've got good fishing in our Hunter River, so opening those accesses for people to get down there, especially in the Christmas school holidays. There's nothing better than being outdoors, and I encourage everyone to be outdoor and active.
Well, the council was outdoors over the weekend dealing with the pothole issue.
Yeah, well, we've had some rather favourable weather when it comes to road in the past, not overall, because we're during a drought. Of course, potholes don't tend to appear a lot, but as soon as you get a good, moist bit of weather, all those crevices and cracks in the road, they've developed those into potholes. So over the weekend, and I take my hat off to our crew for doing the roads, because they cover everywhere from Sandy Hollow out to Bylong, around the back to Martindale, right through down to McCully's Gap. They've got a lot of work to do in Muscle Creek. They are hard at work. They are seeing, and there is a due process to go through. I did get pointed out on Facebook that there were on social media that there was a post about a pothole. Appropriate way to go about it is to let council know through our works phone number. The issue being is that when it comes to these potholes, the safety of the people are the most important. And I've got the exact same frustration that people do in the community. When I see them, I travelled from Muswellbrook to Singleton on the weekend, and it's the worst piece of road I've seen for a state road.
Yes.
In a long time. But in the other, on my other, realistic side of things, these things do happen, but they need to be on top of them. When it comes to our potholes, we do fill them with wet tar so as it just provides that, the hot mix.
Yep.
So as it actually does just, take away that indent in the road and create a little bit of a cover, because you can't just go and chop out a piece of road. And if we were to do it during wet weather, all it's going to do is create other issues surrounding it.
Yes.
So it's finding the optimal time to do the actual works. But at the moment, if there is a pothole, please call council and notify them, because people will let you know that they have contacted council, they've contacted me directly, and we have a roads crew out there feeling these at the moment.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up again and talk next Tuesday.
Most definitely, mate. Talk to you then.